Dr. Chow, good morning.
Good morning. Is Jonathan there?
Mask is calling, please.
Yeah, this is Danny with Cardiff.
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Fairchild Automated Parts. When looking for an experienced machining vendor for your next project...
He's not in his office at the moment. Could I put you through to his voicemail?
Sure. And does he happen to have an email as well?
Yeah. Let me just double check what it is. Hold on. It is Jake, J-A-K-E, Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, at FairchildParts.com.
FairchildParts.com. Okay. I'll go ahead and shoot him a quick note, but is there maybe like an office manager or controller of the company I could speak with? They might be able to help.
Okay, in regards to what?
It's about some financing the company's done through U.S. Bancorp back in 2011.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see if she's available. Hold on one moment.
Okay, thank you.
0.032 inches in diameter.
I'm sorry, what was your name and where were you from again?
My name's Danny, and I'm with Cardiff.
Cardiff?
Yeah, it's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Cardiff. Okay.
Yes.
One moment.
Okay, thank you.
Well, as conventional high-speed cam screw machines offer you the fastest, most efficient process for every part you send us. Often your parts are completed right on the primary machine, dropped off completely machined right from the bar. Your more complex parts can be completed using one of our five modern vertical machining setters, equipped with rotary indexers.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, hi. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I was just trying to follow up on some finance offers we sent onto the business about, I want to say, two and a half weeks ago. And it looks like it was based on some financing you guys did with U.S. Bancorp back in 2011. Does that ring a bell with you?
No, can't say that it does.
Okay, it looks like it might have been some equipment. But yeah, anyways, it looks like we had the business pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like about $250K. So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, circle back with the business and see what you guys got, you know, in the pipeline, where you might need some financing.
Okay. There's no needs at this time that I'm aware of.
Okay. Is there like a time of year you guys looked at on equipment or?
No, not really.
Not really, just kind of as needed.
Yeah.
Okay, and I mean, I know it sounds like you're good on the equipment side. And are you familiar with working capital, or have you guys had to use that in the past?
I am not sure. We have a line of credit at the moment.
Okay. Do you guys use U.S. Bancorp for that line of credit?
No, we use someone else.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, working capital, you know, is essentially the same thing as a line of credit. Similar in the sense that you're able to get, you know, the largest amount possible. And also you can use it, you know, however much you want. But it's better in the sense that it's based off sales. So we're generally able to free up, you know, 10 to 15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash. And I know majority, you know, companies use it either as a cushion or sometimes they have, you know, some jobs that pay out like, you know, as far as 60 to 90 days later. Do you guys have those sorts of problems or?
No, I don't think we're interested. Thank you anyway.
Okay, well, I mean, is there like a time to check back?